This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Ariana Grande right now. See, I tried to send them out in time to make them not play this.
I love this song.
Yeah. I'm sick of it.
Don't be.
Got it.
It's good.
If I had waited 15 seconds, I could have done this whole thing. It's over. It's already over.
We
already
played it.
Nothing. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, gets tickets for Ariana Grande.
Sarah.
By the way, I'm not a special guest at her show.
I'm trying to listen to this song.
It's at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on December 18th. The tickets go on sale this Friday at LiveNation.com. Jane has your next chance to win at 6:05. Caller number 9 right now. Oh, damn it. I was so proud of myself. I sent Brent out of the room to go check on that video that Vaughn's putting together for me. Look, don't. That's enough of that.
This is a promotion we're doing, Sarah.
It's over. I already did it. Call now. Hooman is going to take the... All right, let's get into the celebrity trash here. Brought to you by the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Is that right?
Sure.
How's that going?
Oh, it's great. The one yesterday was pretty funny. At one point in yesterday's show, all three dudes, because this is such a dude thing, all three of the guys on the podcast are doing push-ups on the ground, and I'm on the mic going, is someone going to join me on the podcast?
Well, it's his podcast. He wants to do that. That's what he gets to do. You don't get to be in charge of the Johnny Mosley pod.
Well, I also don't want to sit there by myself on the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Well, join in.
You should just stop talking.
Oh my God, stop.
And
it.
Let him have a show
let
where they
yell
do push-ups.
From outside the room that we're in.
I don't know why you'd be tripping on that. That's the beauty of your
it's
being
just such a
you
dude
being
thing.
Hold on. The
it's
beauty not. Of you being a co-host on the Johnny Mosley podcast is you just sit there. If it goes silent, then he has to either decide, do we cut out the silence or do we let that actually be what he does on his podcast?
Exactly.
You're tripping. You're the broadcaster and you won't let that, won't
no.
sit back,
yeah.
but
I
you need to sit back.
I'm not going to do it.
They do push-ups
I'm trying to help him do a good show.
There's two reasons. The thing is blood flow to the brain. Like it helps enhance like your thoughts, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was the acute angles for your push-ups, which is very important.
Yeah, we really got into
tendonitis.
That, how far down you should get.
Exactly.
You know, don't go past the 90 degree.
You hurt your elbows.
Oh, it was fascinating.
So
oh
then we saw it.
Doesn't
try.
Sound like that, though.
No.
Like, sounds boring. Sorry.
Well,
to
it was
say
a
that.
Lot of dudes grunting off mic.
Oh, well, that's
and me
fun.
Going, is anyone going to, hello?
No, it was great.
Can I?
I learned from that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's all on the Johnny Mosley podcast. They update every Monday. You can find them at radioalice.com. R. Kelly sex slaves. So, specifically, Jocelyn and Azriel. That's their names. Jocelyn Savage and Azriel Clary. Their families have been trying to get a hold of them for a long, long time. They're both adults.
Now.
And they both live in Trump Tower in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the rent's been paid through January. So, they're not in any danger of being evicted. They are, though, in danger of running out of food. All their petty cash is gone. Or... I should say the person who is in charge of doling out their petty cash has left the building. The rats are jumping off this ship. So his sex slaves will be right behind him today in federal court. He's going to go before a judge in his new sex crimes case. Although I had thought this was going to happen in New York. He's already entered a plea. I think it's not guilty for like 11 counts in Chicago. But then there were a whole bunch of new counts that just came up. And two of them are based on some tapes of him with like 12 and 13 year olds.
Yeah, that his entourage gave to the government.
Right. And so those charges are federal charges, and those are supposedly happening in New York. But if these girls are going to be there today, I'm assuming this is happening in Chicago. They're not being...
When you use the term slave, which is a powerful word, I mean, sex slave can be fun, I guess, but also...
Sure, if both parties consent
to it. Talking
adult.
About underage...
One of them isn't
right.
really a slave.
We're talking about underage people. So what
Well, not anymore. They are both of age at this point.
But are we assuming they've been conditioned in some way to love him?
There is supposedly some brainwashing. There's also, I mean, the weird stuff about him is like you had to ask his permission really to do anything. Like these girls have never experienced more freedom than while he's behind bars waiting for his charges. I mean, they could leave anytime they want. If their family knocked on the door, they could let them in.
They put that video out. I didn't watch it. I just didn't want to look at it.
I know. They're sitting there saying, we're fine. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Here we are. We're living. It's all good. He was arrested last week in Chicago on a new round of federal charges, including sex trafficking, obstruction of justice, and racketeering. These girls are going to be at today's hearing. There is, I guess they're trying to get him released on bond. Meanwhile, the feds are saying, no, he's not getting out before his hearing. There's not going to be any bond or any bail or any chance of him going anywhere but back to his cell.
He doesn't get to work 6 days a week and have to return to jail.
No, he doesn't. Like the good old days. Not getting a Jeffrey Epstein or whatever that guy's first name is.
Well, they have to be worried that he could leave, right?
Yes, I'm sure that they would be worried about that. I don't know how much money he's got.
I just restarted watching Ozark from the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
And there's a scene in the beginning where he says, a guy he's hired says to him, how much money do you have? And they're talking about, because he's thinking about running.
Right.
And then he says, you know, you could leave the country and go to a place where there's no extradition to the United States. And it's weird how you can see that this is something people must
consider.
Must consider, like, how can I get out of here and never have to face that problem?
But then the United States also can't help you when the cartel that you've been working for finds you there.
Right. Well, then Ozark, that's a different story, but it made me think of, sure, you know, R. Kelly could go somewhere where they won't send him back.
Right, and where the money that he has might last him a long time.
And maybe he could even perform there.
Sure.
There's quite a few
going to those shows, but
there's quite a few countries that don't.
Oh, yeah, like where? Like, where's the best place?
Well, they're all, I mean, they're not my first choice places, but Afghanistan, Algeria, Angola, Armenia, Bahrain, Bosnia.
Oh, so these are in alphabetical order.
Brunei, Burma, Cambodia, Cameroon, Chad. Oof.
Oh boy, Chad.
Congo, Ethiopia, Ivory Coast.
So far, nothing.
Kazakhstan.
Boy.
Yikes. Laos, Lebanon. Laos isn't that bad, I guess. Madagascar. Oh, come
on. Oh, Madagascar.
You
can go to Madagascar. That's how it looks great.
I mean,
I've seen
cartoon,
the movies.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's freaking fantastic.
Mongolia,
over there.
Moldova. I don't even know where Moldova
well, anyway,
is.
Moldova is the place that contacts you and says, hey, send us this money. I'm a prince of Moldova.
Oh, that's that guy. Morocco's on that list. Morocco's actually badass. That would probably be the one. Saudi Arabia. Oh, I didn't know Saudi Arabia.
So people that flee there, they're people that already have all the money because you're not going to get a job at any of these places,
no,
right?
You've got to have money. There with
all
yeah.
the money.
Syria. Yeah. Syria's on the list.
Oh, great.
Well, what's his face? R. Kelly, the online says he's only worth $1 million.
Oh.
Well, the point is, did he hide some?
Probably.
I mean,
probably.
That would be the argument that any prosecutor would make is, we don't know how much money this guy has hidden or what he can raise by selling jewelry and other, you know, worthwhile.
His Trump apartment.
He doesn't own it. He just rents it. So, but the rent's been paid through January. So getting back to these girls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Basically, they shouldn't be in danger of going hungry. They've got a roof over the head until at least January. But they claim that someone has cut them off from the funding that he had provided. And here's the thing. They actually had money of their own squirreled away because they were, like, paid as assistants. So they're saying that these two girls should have built up a nice nest egg during their time with him, working as his assistants. According to sources connected to the women and Kelly, they should have plenty of money to hold them over for a while. They were live-in girlfriends, but they also helped him by handling bookings and other business matters, and he paid them for it. He also gave them a weekly stipend, and they were able to save much of the cash because he basically paid for everything anyway. So
yeah, but you know, have you known people, because I do, where the instinct to put money away, take care of things around them, including themselves, isn't there. And they find themselves going, look, I bought this fur coat. And you go, what are you doing? You don't have any money.
Well,
look at me.
These girls, while they were paid, didn't have direct access to this money. it was doled out to them by this other assistant.
Who's now on the run.
Who now is nowhere to be found.
In the wind.
They're saying, let's see if I can find this, what happened with this guy. The staffer's gone MIA, is according to their attorney. So she's saying basically there was a guy who was giving these two cash when they would request it, I guess if their reason was good enough.
Mm.
I need to go to the doctor. All right. Here's your $10 copay.
I need tampons.
Right, whatever. But this, you know, a lot of staffers have gone MIA, and this particular person who had the passwords or whatever for these accounts is one of them. Both women responded to reports that they'd been evicted by recording the video. That was, I think, yesterday and over the weekend, mm-hmm. maybe?
Over the weekend.
Them hanging out inside the home, telling everyone they're living there free and comfortably, as always. That came 3 days after he was busted in Chicago on two new federal indictments, including charges for multiple sex crimes, racketeering, obstruction of justice. Their families, of the two girls, Azriel and Jocelyn, have expressed concern for their daughters. At this point, wait outside Trump Tower. They can leave whenever they want now. If you're in the family, go abduct your daughters back. Anyway, there was a, I think there was a news conference yesterday, too, with the two girls. But basically, they're saying, we're fine. And we're going to be in court today.
Well, the parents, there was one sentence in there that the parents were afraid that the girls made a suicide pact.
Right. I did hear about that. They debunked that, too, right? Like, no.
The girls did, yeah.
Yes. We're not going to kill ourselves over it. Oh, speaking of that.
Yeah, but people lie.
True. Well, and you probably wouldn't tell the press the truth about whether or not you were going to kill yourself.
Right.
Some pact you'd made with R. Kelly. I don't have the story right in front of me, but the long and short of it is the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why,
mm-hmm.
which was, I think, shot in Santa Rosa and aired originally last year.
And I'm was sure a hit for them, right?
Yeah. In fact, I think they're working on season two, aren't they?
I believe so.
Brynn loved it.
They have edited out the suicide scene. Apparently, there was a 3-plus-minute piece of film that showed this girl
with a razor blade
doing the deed. In the first season. Now that scene is gone, and it cuts right to the reaction of the parents. So there is no graphic suicide scene anymore.
What do you think about that, Brynn?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the razor blade part, but I remember the bathtub full of red.
Yeah, you don't like it. To think of any parent that has to, or any family member that has to deal with, I want to say 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, I went and bought a songbook for Soundgarden,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't even think about it. I listen to their music.
Learn Black Hole Sun.
I listen to their music all the time.
Yeah.
They have a song called Pretty Noose, Like a Suicide.
Mm.
Or something like that.
He did have a theme.
And there I am in the songbook flipping through.
What's a songbook?
It's just the guitar note music to...
For all these different songs.
Uh-huh. So you're trying to learn some...
I was just going to learn some Soundgarden. Yeah. I love Soundgarden. But it was weird to see these titles. Mm-hmm. There is a theme there.
A dark theme.
Mm-hmm.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Hey,
you and John do this?
Yeah, John plays because it's all those wacky chords. So he sits.
It's wacky tunings too on a lot of these songs.
The short guy, short people
the bagel.
Got the
bagel
bastard
Bob.
Is that his name?
No,
like bagel
I
Bob?
Don't know. Let's call him Bagel Bob.
Guy's name's Chris Morgan.
Yeah, that dude.
So you've been talking about him here and there in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
He just signed a deal with a fighting promoter by the name of Damon Feldman, who has arranged for him to put on some gloves and fight someone later this year in Atlantic City.
Is he the guy that does all the celebrity, like...
You know, I don't recognize him, and I don't know if I would recognize the person who puts it, but they are saying that they're going to find another celebrity for him to fight.
Oh.
A male, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got to be about his height, right?
I'm sure.
What's the promoter's name again?
Damon Feldman. But basically, you know, he's saying, Chris says, I'm willing to take on anybody foolish enough to face me, and I need minimal training.
Oh, God.
Which, doesn't he get, like, taken out by a dude who's, like, 2 inches taller mm-hmm. than him? So, good luck with that. They're saying one guy that they might have him fight is the hide your kids, hide your wife guy.
Anton Dodson.
That dude is now on the celebrity circuit.
Fighting.
Yeah, he's on the... They actually listed this guy on a fight card for, in Atlantic City with, like, you know, opponent to be announced. This new Chris, the bagel dude.
Uh-huh.
For real. Oh, yeah. And that guy is also on the same card, and I don't think he's got a matchup yet. So they're saying they might just pair the two of them together. The string bean and the short guy.
Well,
no, I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but, you know, look. You got to strike while the iron's hot. Take advantage of your 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Hide your wife.
Up there.
Out here.
Damon, the Jewish Rocky Feldman.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
That's hilarious.
I don't like it, but if people want to pay to see that, good on them.
Louis Capaldi, mm-hmm. our current Alice obsession.
Oh, yeah, he's
I was
great.
Getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
He's great.
So he has Tinder Gold, which is an upgrade you can do in the app, which you so you pay for this. I guess Tinder's free. And instead of having to swipe through random people and then not hearing back from them unless they also swipe on you,
mm-hmm.
I guess is how it works. You just get to browse through everybody that likes you. So I don't know how his Tinder listing is, or if he says, you know, pop star or whatever. But he says it really bummed him out because his self-esteem took yet another hit when there he was like, oh, there'll be a mil. I must have groupies everywhere. No. Turns out, no. He said, I thought the likes are going to flood in. I'm going to see everything. Likes are not as plentiful as I'd first anticipated.
Nice.
And it serves to lower my self-esteem that much farther. You know...
Well, Louis Capaldi isn't exactly a household name
he's
yet.
He's not. That's true. And Noel Gallagher from Oasis says he looks like Chewbacca.
Oh.
And this is actually... Look.
Noel Gallagher takedowns are some of my favorites.
He compared him to Chewbacca from Star Wars. Can I see a picture of Louis Capaldi? I want to see if he looks like Chewbacca. So, but listen to this. This is actually classic. These two are going to wind up being friends. Capaldi continued the feud by wearing a Chewbacca mask and covering the Oasis hit Don't Look Back in Anger. But he did Don't Chew Back in Anger. Get it like Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And he also called 52-year-old Gallagher my dear, dear father. This guy's only 22. Does he look like Chewbacca? Let me see.
Take
no,
look.
He doesn't look like Chewbacca. You know, he looks like Lars Ulrich.
But he's got a round... Depending on how he looks at the camera,
yeah.
His face does flatten out and look round.
He does
round.
Have the exact same color hair,
uh-huh.
Kind of like
reminds
an Auburn-y.
Of, Paul McCartney here.
A little bit. It's pretty funny. He puts on a Chewbacca mask and, but don't Chewbacca in anger. I heard my dear, dear father
oh,
say.
Oh, look at that one.
Ah, it's funny.
That one.
Oh, boy.
He's not quite as...
You know what's funny? He's good looking in some pictures. Yeah. Other pictures, he's fat Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, rough.
I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
Oh, what did I do with my... I just started... Oh, Amazon Day, that toilet story I never got to, and gorillas like to party after
oh.
the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, coming up at 8 o'clock. Your chance to get tickets for Outside Lands. We actually have tickets for the night Childish Gambino is headlining. That's the Saturday night. So make sure you're here in just a few minutes. You can win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I guess for some of you, it continues to be a holiday as it's Amazon Day.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon Deal Day.
Did anybody do any of those? I didn't even look.
Not one thing. I didn't even look.
I did.
Either.
I've been looking.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Bought two pairs of shoes. Got them for $70.
Oh, yeah. What kind of shoes?
Nike running shoes.
Oh, but two pairs for $90?
Yeah.
Bucks?
No, for $70.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So $35 a pair? That's a pretty good
mm-hmm.
deal.
How much are they regularly?
Oh, man.
$10,000 a pair. You know, that's a pretty good deal.
I think one was this side of the Mississippi. Yeah.
One was 70 and the other one was 65.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So I don't even remember this scene from Lethal Weapon 2, but they reference it, so I guess I should too.
All right.
A neighborhood in Tullahoma, Tennessee was evacuated last Saturday after two guys got into an argument that led to a bomb scare. During the argument, one of the guys sat on the toilet for a quick break, you know, to go.
During the scare?
During an argument.
Oh, okay. All right.
One of the guys sat on the toilet during a quick...
Or as quick as it can be.
And the other guy said, oh, that's too bad. I rigged that toilet to be weight sensitive, pressure sensitive. It's got a bomb on it.
Oh, that's too bad.
If you stand up, it'll explode. Mm. Apparently, this is a scene in Lethal Weapon 2. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Danny
Glover?
Glover.
Right.
I think
that, isn't that just a good trick to get someone to stay put?
Well, that's exactly what happened.
And for their legs to fall asleep.
More than 300 people were evacuated from 90 homes nearby while the bomb squad came to investigate this guy's threat that his friend or the person he's arguing with...
I dropped a bomb, all right.
...had sat down on a pressure-sensitive bomb and it would go off if he stood up. After several hours, it turned out it wasn't actually a bomb at all. People were allowed back in their homes and... The 42-year-old guy who made the threat was taken to the hospital for, quote, a mental evaluation. So he's someone that they couldn't even be mad at, maybe, because he's someone who may have other issues, right?
That is, that's just a dummy believing another dummy, right? I mean, wouldn't you, if someone told you that when you were in an argument with them, wouldn't you just be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you think you would. Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't know. The world's full of people. I've done many times I've thought I could get hurt if I do this, and then I do it real quick because I just want to get it over with, and then I live and go, ah, see, I'm okay. So I probably would have just stood right up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right. On the other hand, we don't know this crazy person, and this guy's close enough to be in an argument with him. Maybe he has made bombs.
Right.
Maybe he's like the M80 guy.
Right, he might know.
I'm the cherry bomb guy.
There's a guy near Youngstown, Ohio named Jason Kidd, not the one that's famous for being a great basketball player. 2 years ago, his 3-year-old son asked if he could build a baseball field in their backyard.
Oh, they have a big backyard?
It's not the hugest backyard ever, but there's space. Then dad started thinking about it, took some measurements a few days later, and lost his flipping mind because he... thought, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And $30,000 later.
Oh, my God.
They have, well, I take it back. They didn't have room for a full Major League Baseball sized field. So he had to scale it back.
Yeah.
But he filled the backyard with a baseball field.
How deep was the field?
It's more like a wiffle ball sized field.
Oh. Listen, wiffle ball is super fun.
I love wiffle ball.
You know what? You and John should play wiffle ball.
He
was always looking. He's like, hey, we want to play a little wiffle ball? I'm like, not really.
Why?
I don't know. I've been sitting on my ass on the couch. Come
well,
on.
Well, how
I
about you get up once in a while?
I don't want to. Wiffle ball.
It's fun. I mean, I used to do it in my college years. We'd drink and play wiffle ball in the sun.
No
after.
One gets hurt.
It's good times. Anyway.
Plastic bat, plastic ball.
This guy... took down some trees, leveled the ground, brought in dirt. It's taken 2 years and $30,000. He says the best part is seeing his son's face light up when they put in the infield. He's still going to install a fence with foul poles and some lighting so they can use the baseball field at night.
Got to have some night games. We have some bleachers going, Vin?
They say that, Jason says he can't wait to see his son grow up playing on it with his friends and hopes other people will come by and use it, too. Well,
maybe they can have a backyard league team.
All that effort goes to good use because kids change their mind about stuff a lot.
Did you say he was 3 years old when he asked him to do?
He was three.
So now he's a five-year-old.
He's a five-year-old. And probably will have to play on it out of guilt.
All right. Well, his dad will be like, get out there and mow the lawn.
Not
and that's a big-ass lawn to mow.
Baseball is
and
not
mow it
a
in the
sport.
Diamond pattern.
That all the kids all right. are into.
No.
It can be very slow, and it takes that. It's another skill set entirely to be patient enough,
right,
and attentive enough to stay in that outfield as each batter strikes out, and you still got to stay up.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Right.
I'm not. I don't see that now.
I'm watching. I'm
right.
Paying total attention. If it comes to me, I got it.
Get her.
About 30 seconds before.
I like that
we
you're
did
requesting
the Ariana,
this now.
I'm not. Before the Ariana Grande contest, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, can you go check on that video I want to put on Instagram? Go check with
Vaughn.
So he
couldn't play that?
So, but I should have waited 15 seconds because he got back just in time to play it. He leaves. I look at Vinny. I go, I'm a genius. He's like, what are you talking about? You'll see. And then he walks back in.
Not so fast, Buster.
Yes, I'm not.
I did. He walked back in. I went, I'm not a genius.
Too bad for you.
It was too bad for me.
There's a 56-year-old guy named Jeff Seville in Friendswood, Texas. He's a single dad. Last week, he had a date. He didn't know what to wear, so he took a picture of a few different shirts and sent them to his 19-year-old daughter, Carly, for advice.
All right.
Okay?
Sure.
Single dad.
What shirt should I get,
She gave
Carly?
Him some advice and put the pictures on Twitter and wrote, Life with a single dad, asking advice on date outfits. And then put some laughing emojis in there.
Adorable.
Unfortunately for Jeff, the date stood him up.
Oh, no.
But no. Carly's tweet went viral, and now he's swimming in it.
Oh, that's great.
He's been getting tons of offers for dates from women online, thanks to his daughter's tweet. Who knows? Maybe he'll find love after all.
All because he loves his little girl and trusts her.
I thought that was out.
No, it doesn't come out for two more weeks. This week, everybody, Lion King 2019.
You didn't like it, did you?
I didn't love it, right. But I didn't hate it.
Well,
what?
Brendan liked it.
Brendan?
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
He said he
Just
didn't like it.
Just because I didn't answer your question doesn't mean I didn't like it.
I read it's totally unnecessary.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
Like, might as well just go back and... The music, I actually think the music is better than the first one. Everything I've heard so far, I'm like, look, Beyonce can sing and everything, but does Nala really need to be doing all those little runs?
Yes.
She's lying, for God's
she
sake.
She does?
She's not a recording artist.
Well, it's Queen Bee, so whatever she wants to do, right?
I guess so.
I don't know.
She can do no wrong.
I guess so.
Although I did, stop it. She's not. She's great. But really, you know, tone it down for your animal character. I do like the Hakuna Matata version with Billy Eichner and not
and
to be
Seth
confused
Rogen.
With Billie Eilish. And Seth Rogen, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, Seth Rogen can't sing.
Oh, no, he does all right.
He's a great
He can't hit
Puma,
the high
though.
Note, though.
Oh, you know, he's a funny guy.
Here are some ways you've been eating chocolate wrong.
Oh, great.
I'm a fan. I usually try to take a little nibble of chocolate after each meal because I just need it.
Yeah.
And it gets rid of that.
It's your drug now.
I don't find myself going, that's it. I'm going to get ice cream or something way worse. You know what I mean?
Diving into a sundae.
According to this, stop chewing it so much.
Oh.
You'll taste it more if you press it on the roof of your mouth and let it dissolve a little.
I just don't have time for that.
What are you talking about? Where are you? You just said you're on the couch.
I don't eat on the couch.
What?
Eat on the couch?
Yeah.
I'll get crumbs and chocolate on your couch? Oh my God, it would get everywhere.
What?
I don't know, I eat at the table. If I'm going to eat something, I sit down.
At the table?
Or the counter in my kitchen.
So if you're eating a piece of chocolate, you're going to sit down at the...
I'll sit at the counter, and then when I'm done eating the chocolate, I clean up after myself, and then I can go sit on the couch. Huh. Like a fat ass. I don't know. Because I always tell my kids they can't. So, I mean, I guess I have to follow that rule, too. Because they don't care at all. They'll be over there eating, like, fudgicles. I'm like, oh, my God. That is not allowed. We eat at the table.
Stop chewing your chocolate so much. Stop eating it in huge chunks. Break it up into smaller pieces. It releases the aroma so you taste it more. Mm. Especially if it's good chocolate.
Like what kind? Ghirardelli? Is that good chocolate?
So, sure.
Sure, yeah.
I like it. That's one of the ones I eat.
Yeah.
60%.
Oh, yeah. John likes the high cocoa value, too.
I don't like it. I just need it. Mm. I'm a junkie. I got to have it. Something.
Yeah. Something a little sweet. Get a little sugar in there.
It's got to be a little bit, though. I've been bringing my weight down, thank God.
Why, what do you weigh now?
I never thought the day would come when I say I'm down to 166, but I'm down to 166.
Oh, my God, you were 140 when you got back here.
Yeah.
You were skinny.
I was. Well, all I did in Oregon was run.
Yeah.
How about now? What do you
I had no money for food either, so I mean that made it really easy to stay thin.
Yeah.
Don't you lose weight running around after those kids?
No, because
they
there's
eat
a lot of restaurants.
They love Goldfish.
And junk.
Oh, and it's so much easier to take a kid out than to make dinner at home and have to clean and watch.
Yeah,
them at the same
I'm getting
time.
It down. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Smell it before you eat it.
This is back to the chocolate.
Yeah, and stop washing it down so fast. The taste of chocolate lasts a fairly long time if you let it linger.
I almost never would eat just plain chocolate.
What are you talking about?
If I'm going to have chocolate, I'm going to get a jar of peanut butter. Smear a little peanut butter on there.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Or I'll eat it with a cashew or an almond.
What? Don't you ever eat anything without it becoming a whole thing?
No.
It's always got to be a production?
Yeah, I don't want to have just a piece of... I don't care about chocolate that much.
All right.
I want a little peanut butter on there. It's boring.
When was the last time you got that dessert from McDonald's where you sat next to the dumpster?
Oh God, it's been years.
What's it called?
McFlurry.
McFlurry.
No,
I
would get
a cold.
I would just get the sundae.
Yeah, I'm a little stuffy. I don't know. I was woke up shivering yesterday. So.
Oh boy.
Falling apart.
Because your mouth.
Falling apart.
Well, yeah, you are.
Hey.
Do you go to the dentist again?
No, not recently, but I will be again.
Oh boy.
Nice. In the future.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
You're really working that in. That's nice.
925 says, well, wasn't I told to?
You were.
Wasn't it a directive
from
the mothership?
You've really embraced it. It's amazing.
Well, I don't want to. Tell me I can stop.
No. No,
because
I will not,
because we got
sir.
A directive from the mothership to say, please don't text and drive, right. So we are.
Because you need us in your life to tell you how to behave. That's our 925 job.
925 says, are you supposed to like Laura Linney on Ozark?
Yes.
You
in
are?
In the end, you like Laura Linney.
At the end of season two, you like Laura Linney?
That's tough. I will say this. By the end of season one, I liked her.
I don't know.
By the middle of season two, I loved her. By the end of season two, I was like, uh-oh.
How about the end of the first episode? How'd you feel about
it? The end of the first episode leaves you despising her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, she's ruined everything.
Despising her. Because not only has she done one thing, but then she tries to pull something else and is caught. Oh.
She is...
There's
some ugliness, but you feel her side of it too as that season goes on with the video and everything.
Oy, is right. Mm. Are you supposed to like Laura Linney on Ozark? Watch it and you decide.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do anything when you watch a show. You're just supposed to keep your eyes open and take it in and have your own opinions.
I think all the characters are complex on that.
That
situation's extremely complex.
What?
Do you think your daughter's going to end up like Jason Bateman's daughter? Vinny?
Oh, she's great, that girl. I love her.
She complains quite a bit.
Well, I mean, people complain.
She's a teenager, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we all complain.
Kind of attitude.
It's kind of fun complaining.
Yeah.
Actually, it's one of the things I enjoy about life.
You complain too, bub.
I'm talking about her, the girl on the show.
Yeah, I you know what? As an actress, she's pretty good, huh?
I think she's great. I wasn't into her at first, and she's really grown up. Charlotte, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Is Ruth your favorite character?
Yeah, I love Ruth. I don't know if she's my favorite. I don't have a favorite. I love the whole cast.
I'll give you another example of a very complex character. The FBI agent.
I don't like him.
Is extremely...
Super... I love that dude. And
You love him and hate him.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Ozark right
now, by the
way.
Yeah, we're talking about Ozark. Randomly, we're talking about Ozark. It's a Netflix show, and you should watch it.
Speaking of Netflix, you guys should be the cast of Stranger Things for Halloween. Sarah as 11 in the fashionable romper. Vin as Hopper in his chief uniform with a thick mustache. Yuzette in Mrs. Wheeler's sexy bathing suit.
Yeah.
Mrs. Really? Wheeler.
Hottie.
Is so hot. And you don't even know it at the start of the show. And then her character becomes... And it's actually... It kind of...
She's very va-va-va-voom.
Kind of mirrors real life in that in the beginning, she's got a little baby.
Yep.
Or a little toddler.
Yep.
And as that kid's been growing up, she's been living life again.
Mm-hmm.
What, slutting around?
Well, no, she just looks hot again. She's wearing a swimsuit at the pool. Yeah. You know, she's into it. She's putting makeup on.
Don't want to say anything, right? But she's, you know, she's sort of coming back into her own as a mm-hmm. woman. She's not just, you know, under a baby.
Right. More than a mom.
Yeah.
Bryn is Billy in some ripped denim and a leather jacket. Mullet is a must. And Hooman is Dustin with a Camp Nowhere t-shirt and a cap or a Scoops Ahoy uniform.
And jacked up teeth.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. You need curlier hair, though. Can you get a perm for this?
Yeah.
Great.
Super.
Done.
Look at that. No complaining at all.
Yeah.
I'll be the sheriff. I want to be the sheriff.
No,
it's too late.
Vinny's gonna be
I
the
got
sheriff.
The sheriff.
He's going to grow the mustache.
You get to be
I
Dustin.
I got the sheriff.
But I did not.
Oh, can I be Winona Ryder instead of 11?
Oh, she's so
she's
good.
She's so good.
Talk
Although
about
11 would be easy to do because you can put the little nosebleed
is
going.
Is Winona, like, that's a full comeback, right?
She's absolutely great as that crazy character.
Right.
She's great. Like, I'm psyched to see what she does next.
I mean, I know that we all still go, what are you doing shoplifting?
I always think about the shoplifting.
Everybody
thing.
Always thinks about it because it makes no sense.
I know, but I always think of her as being super young, but she's our age, Yuzi.
Yeah, she is.
Surprisingly.
She's.
I think of her as being, she's in her 50s.
She is?
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, 51 or 2, I think. But she's our age, and I always think of her as being this little young, because she uh-huh. always looks so young, too.
Well, she was a big star, very
oh,
young.
She's 47, actually.
Oh, we're much older
oh,
than she
more
is.
More like my
sorry,
age.
Winona,
no, she's
sorry.
More like Bryn's age. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. She's more like Hooman's age.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Area 51, because of course I am.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.